What's happening, people? Marv Abbey here. Quick message just to let you know that I'll be celebrating my birthday on Friday the 25th of Jan. So if you want to come out and rave and have a party and, you know, vibes with me, come down. It'll be on Friday the 25th of January at a secret Shoreditch location. The party is over 23s, so I repeat, over 23s. If you're younger, sorry, next time. DJs on the night will be DJ One Touch, Cash Kid, DJ Slicks and DJ Ivy. Ladies are free on guest list before 12, £10 after. Guys are £10 on guest list, £20 after. Email name to the guest list, two of a kind, ldn at gmail.com, all one word. And that's two, the number two, not T-W-O. So the email address is two of a kind, ldn at gmail.com. Dress code, make your ex jealous. No hats, no hoods. Smart trainers allowed. Drip or drown, rude boy. And rude girl. But yeah, all right. See you lot on Friday the 25th of Jan if you come. Enjoy the pod. Is it recording?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah. We'll just cut it out.
Bob, because, hey, nah. This will get out of something.
You know what it looks like? You know, you're like, woo, jokes, innit? Just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, innit? And I know you're listening, babes. I love you.
Happy birthday.
I love you.
You are now locked in to the Free Shots of Tequila podcast each and every Friday with Marvin Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taste of Fucking Black.
With water. Well, the powerful that must be. That's cutting the padlock. Bro, that's breaking your hand, bro. Legit. If that hits one of your joints, finished. Because it's high pressure. So it's the pressure in which the water comes through. That's fucked. Back in the day, during slavery, when they used to use the hose thing. Remember, they used to hose people on the streets?
Oh, yeah.
That must have been...
slavery, nigga. That's civil...
Oh, sorry.
Civil rights times.
My bad.
Yeah, well, the slavery, bro. I'm like, they had hoses and shit.
It probably is recorded. Yeah, I told you.
The way man threw in slavery, bro. I was thinking, man said hosing man down sorry, during slavery, bad. Bro.
I didn't read the email.
Oh, it's recording now. Read it
after. Oh.
I really mean it. Oh, that's how they make these suitcases.
You can't see my feet in this, can you?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What's that like? The thingy ones?
Samsonite.
Samsonite. You know when the...
Man called it Samsonite. Listen, you're moving bad over there, Taze. I don't know what you're doing today.
I really mean it.
You're on form today, bruv.
That's too funny.
Framing pictures is... You know the little things you never thought of? You know when you see pictures like that are done and they're framed up and stuff like that, you never ever think that something that's...
Hard to do.
Not even that's hard to do. Like, that's expensive.
Oh. Yeah, because normally you just get a canvas and hang it.
Yeah, but like I said, it just depends on the quality because the picture that I got... Could put in the frame or whatever. So when you go in there, you pick the frame. There's different types of glass. You know what I mean? Mm. Reflective glass that's boom, boom, boom. And you've gone through the quote for an A2 picture. It came up to, not A1 actually, because really, really big ones. It came up to £130 for the frame. Just the frame.
Where's my love, it?
No, it's Bob. Bob would just stick it on the wall.
Bob! £140.
No, the tape. The blue tech.
£140 for frame. I'll answer it myself, blood. I'll swear to you. I'll say, I'll buy the glass, bruv. Talk to my Filipino craftsman. Get the.
What's a Filipino in that? Get the Polish done, fam.
The thingy done. Fam, I'm telling you.
You want work?
Yes.
I make frame for you. Yeah?
The man would do anything. Come and examine. I remember one time when I was getting my room done. I had to get it plastered before I painted the walls, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And one don came. I got the Caribbean man. Jamaican man. The man said, yeah, this will cost about a bag too. I said, yeah? 1 second. I'll phone you back.
For what?
To plaster my room. Let's say the room was just a bit bigger than this. But all four walls, yeah? And the ceiling. The man got one Polish done to come look at my room.
Man said 290. Said, boss man, you got the job.
290, what's the other brother quoting you?
A bag two. I said, 290, you got the job, cuz.
Yeah,
he
bro. Said,
but he goes, 290 is the labor. You have to buy all the...
that's calm.
Yeah,
all calm. The stuff that I need. And he
might
sent
say,
me...
Might say to Wix.
Nah, he sent me to...
B&Q, Homebase.
What's that? I think, is it... No?
Homebase, B&Q.
Nah, sometimes, bro, you have to do your...
due diligence.
I can't remember what the place is called. It's around the corner from my house anyway.
Deluxe?
Nah.
Brewers?
No, I had to buy the cement. Where did it? What's the place that sells the cement in that? My car was fucking dirty after.
Must have been either Homebase, B&Q, or Screwfix on
it. Oh, that's it. Screwfix, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they did cement. I just thought they just done all types of screws.
Nah, the big the big warehouse, they got bare stuff in there.
For me, see my feature wall in my house. So I was looking, bro. I got quoted two bills for that wall, yeah? I was all right, I'll learn, bro. Painting my damn self, bro. My bridge, two bills for a wall. I was
what, like, to paint?
Yeah, bro, we painted the wall. So literally, I did all the middle bits and she did all of the edges around. So it didn't take very long. Two coats, got the paint myself. But the paint is, you know what I mean, absolute good quality paint. It's the finish on the paint as well.
Got emulsifier in there now.
No, jeez, crushed marble.
Yeah, you know what it was there, yeah.
Crushed marble in the paint.
Yeah.
Keith is doing it different over there, you know.
Just do a photo shoot before he gets everything.
Man is
there,
doing
bro.
It real.
Paint is expensive as well.
Man's got crushed linen in the paint, you know.
That's a crush.
No, I'm lucky because I was
young cocaine, you know.
I'm lucky I was only doing one wall. So literally, I think the paint is, £81 a tin. But I only, wait for it. I only needed half a tin because I was doing one wall.
Time, man. I'm in Sabia.
The guy done me a discount. So I got the paint for £36 for the wall. So literally, that wall cost me £36 to do because we did the painting ourselves. My brethren brought the brushes. I actually bought one set of brushes or whatever. The rest of it she brought. So I'd say it cost about, if we add maybe £50 in total.
The thing about DIY, you know, like, I don't know if girls ever say to you, oh, I need something put up, can you help? Like, the thing with DIY is one of them things where when you go to someone who says how to do it, it's a bit hit and miss still, because... I might fuck up your wall.
Bro.
But if I'm at my house, I will learn how to do it in time. Like, even, for example, I put some floating shelves up the other day. No, I'm lying. About a month and a half ago. The first one...
the shovels.
Blood. Because they said to me the drill bit I need was a 7mm drill piece, yeah? So I went B&Q, got the 7mm drill piece. But for some reason, 7mm drill piece is bigger than 7mm. Because, you know, like, the end of the drill piece is like... it protrudes a little bit on either side, yeah? So I put the wall plugs in the wall now. Hella space. That boot cut. So I'm like, hold on, but you said the thing is 7mm. I've used 7mm drill and it doesn't fit. Anyway, man was doing ignorant anyway. Still put the floating shelf up. The shelf was hanging like this, bro. The shelf was like, when I put this shit on the shelf, shit was rolling off. I said, fucked up my wall, man. So I said, all right, what do I do? So I'm on someone that I'll work shit out eventually. So I'm like, all right, if 7mm doesn't work, what do I need to do? So I went to the shop, bought all the different drill pieces. So I think I tried a 5mm drill piece, drilled that in the wall. So obviously the 5mm was a little bit bigger than the 5mm. So the wall plug fit in the wall. So what I had to do is kind of make no mistakes and drill kind of like next to those holes. Then it was fine. But the issue I had was when I first started drilling, you got to do this thing in it where... when you start drilling, you got to kind of like drill slowly, like as in, then it makes a little hole, little indentation. Then you go for the kill.
You just go for the kill.
The first round, man, I was doing kamikaze, bruv. I was going for the, bruv. Some of the thing was down, some of it was down. Bruv, when I put some of the
wall plugs
in there, some of the wall plugs were like this. Some were painting down. I said, fuck. But by the end of it, by the time I done like the third shelf, it was immaculate. So if I met the guy to a girl's house and doing the first shelf,
she would have been pissed.
She's cool. She's telling me, man, it's my serious.
But it's like me. When I painted my little brother's room, man. When I did my little brother's room in Australia, and I painted the whole room, yeah? My mother wanted to kick me out.
Is it bare brush strokes?
Fam, she had to pay someone else to come and fix it. Bro, if you could have thrown me out the crib, you could have thrown me.
But the thing is, it depends on colours and all that, though. Because
do you not do that thing where you sellotape the ceiling and that?
Yeah, you have to, the masking tape around the edges.
But it depends on what colour you're doing. If it's the same colour, yeah. Matter.
But my one, remember my one.
No, my man painted it. Man, DIY, Tim Allen, you know. Remember, home improvement.
Because I have the anthracite walls in terms of the colour. So I can't.
The who?
Colour, anthracite.
What colour is that?
The grey, the dark.
See, grey. I see grey.
I lied, my thought it was an enzyme or something, man.
I lied.
Anthracite.
Jade, emerald.
Anthracite, yeah. It's the same. My radiator is the anthracite. So that's the colour.
Ambidextrous.
And that was so hard to get the colour, like a colour similar to the wall. Everywhere I was going,
Where does that name come from? Ambrosite?
Anthracite.
Okay.
I have no idea where the name comes from.
It's gone in, fam. You see all them years of saving pictures from Tumblr.
Do you remember?
Fucking.
You've seen me from.
Pinterest, that's it. What I'm saying.
You've seen me from years ago.
Keeves come together as one, you know. He's like, you know what? The crib's here. Man's on this.
I've loved interior design for years. That's something.
So have I, but man's never going to stumble on anthracite, bro.
No, but you know what's mad though? Because basically, what he's doing now, someone could say, yo, Keith, furnish my yard.
Yeah, 100%.
15 bags.
Yeah, 100%.
But you're not going to use the same website.
Why wouldn't you?
No, it's just different. It's different pieces.
Well, the thing about it, all right, let me not lie in it. I want to be able to, like, I like stuff, but I'm more functional in it in terms of like
that table. What you do with that table? Just hold your cup.
That's it for free bills, isn't it? My name is spreading free bills on the table, just hold cup. But then the thing is, but I'm not saying that's wrong.
Yeah,
no, I'm not saying it's wrong at all.
But the thing is, someone was to say to me, Marv, I got a budget, furnish my house. Let's get to work at it.
No, but in that budget is your P.
Yeah. But the thing is, I don't
there's
mind your, because
there's working P and then there's P.
Yeah, there's
furniture.
P because for me personally, I'm one of them people that like I can say, you know what? Nah, it's long. I can let that go. But for somebody else, if you're paying for it, let's do this. Cause you can tell that like, even the way certain man dressed, like the way they put in little details, little things, like
you know
what
I mean? To furnish the yard.
Yeah, yeah, like you can. It's just effort in it. But for me, I'm just the money thing. For me, is just if I can spend three balls on the table. So what's man spending on the living room table then?
The coffee table in the
three
living
bills
room
on a small
a side table.
Yeah,
living room. I didn't get it's a coffee table.
Yeah.
So for me, it was either an ottoman or a coffee table. I couldn't have both because
how much is the coffee table?
I don't have a coffee table.
Man said ottoman. Let's go. Let's make it go possible.
No, that's not it.
So I knew they didn't know what it meant.
You're probably talking about an ottoman with storage.
The bed.
No, I'm talking about the living room.
I know, but I thought it would be the same thing.
Nah.
So what's the ottoman in living room?
Ottoman.
What is it?
Ottoman.
No, you're saying what is it? As in like, what's its functionality?
A lie?
No, it's like, put your feet on it.
And does it open?
A dining table you put your feet on?
It's not a dining table.
Oh, that's what you said.
It's a footrest.
Yeah, that's what it's kind of like. It's like a footrest. Let me show you the thing so you understand.
But you said coffee table.
No, I was
you
saying
said
like,
it's either the coffee table
or the ottoman.
Oh, ottoman.
So
okay.
You're going to put your coffee?
On the side table. But if I have a dining table, so if I'm drinking coffee and doing stuff, I can do it by the dining table, which is why I have a dining section.
Oh, he's got a dining section.
What's the dining table called? It not got a name.
Mine's the round one.
Oh.
Yeah, how much is it?
How much did I pay for my dining table? I'm vexed. I paid three bills for it, but it's on sale now for £100 less.
Do you know how much my coffee table is? The black one that's always in my snaps. £9.
And my G.
IKEA.
You got me, fam.
Right by the door.
Listen,
slap it on the trolley.
Slap it, man. Slap it, put in the blue bag, man. Let's go, man. Let's go. £9?
Yeah, £9, man.
It was funny because when I was talking about, because my sofa and the ottoman, gold velvet. When I said gold velvet, people were thinking,
gold velvet.
Wait for it.
This guy's shooting pornos over there,
fam.
You see the ottoman? Is that the front?
Oh.
You get it. It's not gold velvet.
What's supposed to go in there, though?
On your feet.
Do me a favor, you have to screen grab that and just put it in the group so that I can send it to.
Yeah, but not everyone's going to want to
sit
like
for
that.
The YouTube.
Show them exclusive. Now I'm playing, I'll send it to you.
No, cut the price out, whatever. Actually, leave the price in, let them see that shit.
Huh?
Everyone's going to want to put their feet on
it. Exactly. I don't want them putting feet on my shit.
So
it's for putting feet. Don't put your feet on it.
So what's Michael supposed to put on there?
I lied. The dog, you know. Let the dog
walk. It's for the feet.
Cat walk for the dog, you know.
Yes, you know what I mean? It is, but this is velvet, nigga. Don't put your feet on my velvet, nigga.
It's there for show.
Yeah.
Three bills for sure.
You're
moving mad over.
So are you going to put your feet on your coffee table?
No, but it's not for your feet though.
Yes, but you're not putting no feet on my ottoman. If I was to come home and someone was to put their feet on my ottoman, bro, we'd be scrapping.
But the ottoman is for feet though.
I lie.
But I live by myself, so I don't have to worry about anyone putting their feet on my
ottoman. Might as well go to ottoman for feet, but not for feet, you get me?
Yes. You know what I mean?
It's there for show, you know. So what do you do if you come over with me and Marv's got juice on it?
Marv's not that dumb, bro. I couldn't put it past you.
I was going got his tumbler on the ottoman, you know.
I can see Clement put his crepes on there, spraying a young crepe protect.
I can see Tay sitting on that with those boxes on, you know, no top on, but cheeks on the ottoman. Hot cheeks on the ottoman, you know.
Nah. All of that.
Ottoman's full of that hot dog.
Nah. But the one thing that I am, so basically, I told you with the windows, I'm getting the motorized blinds.
Yeah.
But
what are those ones that come down?
They come down, but on the wall, there's a projector. So the TV's facing that way. But if I want to watch movies on a big screen, I can move the couch that way.
I thought you weren't going to get a projector.
I'm not going to get a projector for regular watching. But as I was going through, I was looking around and I was like, you know what? If I mount the projector right in the middle of the room, I can use the door. So once the thingy comes all the way down, it's all white.
It goes all the way around.
It becomes a projector screen. You get it? So once it comes down, it's a projector screen.
Man, moving like Master P over there, boy.
It's wavy. But like I said, all of the, you know me, I love a deal. I tell people there's certain things where if you were to tally up what I've spent on stuff, my house is more expensive than it is simply because I found deals. So if you were to come in and do the stuff on retail price, you'd be like, rah, this place is expensive. But you know what I mean? I find deals.
You put the research
Alexander McQueen book I put up the other day. People are like, moving flagrant, you're doing it. I was like, yes, but I got the book for £18. It's on sale. I found it on the internet.
The thing is with me, like, I don't know, maybe because it's the church background, and the book scare me, man.
No, it's the same. My auntie, I'll show you a message.
It scares me, but
it's sick though.
Like, I can't look at it I can watch it. I can't have it in my crib.
The one thing I can tell you, it did catch me off guard the other night where I've turned it. And you know, as you walk past, and you glimpse it in the corner, and you're thinking, if you hadn't seen it before and you had to walk past it, it would, you know what I mean?
Which are you talking about?
The Alexander McQueen, that changes.
It's like got like the reflective skull.
Yeah, that one. I thought you were talking about the pictures that you put up. Is that the one that you've got into a picture? The black and gold ones.
No. You're thinking of something else. Okay. Basically, I was pissed because you see the last one I put up, the one I put up last night was the sculpture, but it's got the gold face. I'm fuming. You know how much that sculpture is? 35 racks. You know what I mean? I was like, Mel, settle for a picture of me. Tell man, how much is it to print that off of me?
35 racks.
Tell man, in fact, I'll take the pictures myself. Yeah, 35 racks for the sculpture, but it's an amazing sculpture. And if it's one of those things where when the money's right, I'd 100% get it. Because you saw that. That is.
That's sick.
And that's gold. You know what I mean? The face bit is actual gold. You know what I mean? So it's not no replicas. So that's why
I'll just get a picture of it.
Yeah, but in the gold skull, you see the one where it was dripping off the skull? That one I'm getting. Because I've got the, you see the one with the bison and he's got the chains on.
Did I see that one?
The one I posted and I was looking for the artist.
Yeah.
That one I found. So, you know what I mean? She's done it for me. So I went to go pick it up before I got here today.
Oh.
And
then
I
took it.
That's the one I went to go get framed.
Oh, okay. I thought you was looking for that for your book.
No. I want that for the wall. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
got that framed. So yeah, got that done. Got that framed today. So that should be done in about a week or two. Then that's going to go in the hallway. So literally come through the hallway. It's like opposite the toilet. There's a bit of space in there. Big, massive space, and it goes there. And then there's the plaques that I told you that I'm gonna do. I'm getting it. It's getting it 3D printed. When you see it, it's gonna be sick. The idea that I have, it's gonna be
because the thing is,
Brent's like, I like that one.
You know what I mean? The plaques. So you know where we have the million, the 2.5, 5 million, and then 10 million. So I'm just gonna get that. But we're not at 10 yet. So when we do,
we probably are.
When we do the tally, we're probably close. And once we're done, we have the 10.
Huh?
Are we on 10?
You're not adding up this.
The SoundCloud alone is like
Mil. And remember, there's
then Apple,
Spotify,
then there's Spotify.
YouTube. When you put all of those, we don't count the radar views as well. We haven't been counting. Do you know how many we have on radar stuff?
Yeah, no.
That's a cool mil on just radar stuff alone.
We're definitely on 10 mil.
100%. Yeah, easy. So literally, it's the plaques and stuff like that. So it'll be cool. But with the plaques, I kind of want to have them 1, 2, 3, 4. You know what I mean? Where it's kind of like above each other.
They got to be different colors, though, innit?
So it's different colors for different thingies. So a part of it. So it's kind of like, you know, where you have silver, you have gold,
platinum,
and diamond, and different things like that. I think that will be cool. But I was tweeting the other day about the quality of your home and how can you not care. And the minute I tweeted that, you know, people were quick to run with it and make it about money. You know what I mean? Not everyone can afford. That's like the quality of your crib is literally cleanliness. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever been to someone's house and you're like, nah, this ain't it? It's like one girl. Did you see the girl who posted the mouse falling? She bought something and I think a dead mouse fell out. Let me show you, bro. And she was getting roasted. And I'll show you why she was getting roasted.
Did you see the video I put of the rat?
That one a rat.
What was that?
I don't know. It was another animal in a rat, though.
It was too big.
No, not that, but if you see the front end of the face and that, I wasn't a rat. I thought it was a rat there, you know. Man jumped up, you know.
Yeah, so she's like, so I just opened a package from Uniqlo and the dead mouse fell out. I actually can't believe this. I'm horrified. I'm actually sickened. How can this be resolved? Because this is disgusting.
You could have carpet, though.
just what?
No. No, I can't
think. Don't forget to screen grab that as oh my god.
You see the carpet, man. Scroll to the right as well. You didn't want to take off your shoes, bro.
The rat probably died on the carpet.
Was ready to take off.
The rat was like,
because I see someone messaging, it's like, is there blood? Like, it's a carpet. Did you like that? Nail polish or nail varnish? Like, come on. But you've been to certain places and you're like, how do you live like this?
Do you know what I don't get?
Carpet ain't cheap.
And so keep this shit clean.
No, but it's the way they advertise carpet. Nah, you walk in and it's $4.99 per square meter. You're like, yeah, yeah.
That's the carpet that collects dust like as soon as you hoover.
No, but even
you hoover the thing.
Even if you see like £12 per square meter, when you work out the size of your room,
myth.
Like, so that's what?
Nine cool. bags, please.
Yeah, yeah. Carpet ain't cheap.
Do you know what I don't get? Like, remember that Fendi bag I got, yeah? With the eyes on it. Someone's had it in a picture and obviously Archie was busting joke with me and Archie's like, you're rinsing the bag in it, whatever, yeah? But I'd only used it, that's the second time I'd used it. I think it was three shots, I bought it to the two free shots.
Yeah,
Cafe
yeah, de Paris. And Dingwalls.
Dingwalls, innit? It's the second time. Then people were doing kiki-ki, but I thought, hold on a minute. If I had a Nike bag and I banged it out, no one would say nothing. Like, I could have the same Nike bag or the same North Face bag
you had your...
every day. Marvin, yeah? No one say nothing. But the moment it's a Fendi bag...
When you had your Apple Watch and pictures and you were doing shit, whoever said anything?
No one says nothing.
When you had your Rolly up, how many people started talking?
Bro, it's mad.
How many times did you have your Apple Watch and shit and no one even noticed?
Bro,
they probably didn't even notice you were wearing anything.
But the maddest thing is, it's weird how, like, I don't get it. Like,
the more you spend on something, the less you should use it.
I told you. When
and it's like people look at you like, oh, you're just showing off. Like, what's wrong
but
with
when
you?
But when it was okay. An Apple Watch, you were just doing your day to day shit. The minute it's a Rolex now, regular shit.
It should
is
be
showing
the opposite.
Off.
If yeah. I spend my money on this, I should be able to rinse this shit out to the end. But I can't because. It's designer.
No, like you can't. These people are just talking.
No, sick. But it's just that like, I was driving, I had to park up. I said, hold on a minute.
It's the same. Remember, I used to post from when I was living with my parents in the house because I used to have my trainers in the corner. I used to have my boards where I used to have all of my notes and stuff like that. No one ever told me you're posting this too much or you're doing this too much when I was in that space. It didn't worry anyone. It didn't rattle no one. When I moved to the other place, you know what I mean? That's when people kind of go, you're always
a new place now.
But I think
imagine.
It's like it makes people feel uncomfortable. That like it when you have something that's nice and it's not easily attainable, there's an issue because
it makes people feel uncomfortable.
A lot of people can't get this, so you're rubbing it in our face. Can you stop it now?
Of course, it makes people uncomfortable.
No.
Yeah, I know, obviously.
I'm not going to do
but
that.
But you shouldn't care. No, you shouldn't care.
But my thing is, and it's not even like man's in people's faces talking about I'm better.
I'm on the same timeline that I was before. Like, it's me that's doing it.
You don't know if I deserve it or not. And to be honest, who knows what means. What that even means.
When? Who knows what means when?
I like.
And sometimes, again, it goes back to, you know, when people see certain things, they don't know how you've come across certain things and they think certain things are worth more than they are. Even when I speak to people, you know, and they look at stuff that I have in my house, you're living, you're doing this. And I was like, if I tell you how much I've bought certain things, you're like, oh, raw. You know what I mean? Because I know how to get certain things or where to find it.
Also,
and you can do the same thing.
You have an eye for detail, innit? That's just you as a person. Some people don't. Like, I moved into my crib. Big man got a coffee table, sofa, TV, I'm good. Bare people come like, oh, what? You're not going to get a picture for the wall? You personally, I don't give a shit. I can turn on my TV, on Netflix, I'm good.
With your space, I would have so much space, so much
but we would
fun,
have fun.
Because
but...
of, you know what I mean? Because you guys have a bigger house. Mm. You know what I mean? So like with their place, bro, and the walls, I love the white and stuff like that. And because you like black, you could have just kind of had a monochrome place where it is. Banging, bro. And I'll show you one thing that even Marv would say is banging. And even though you like simple shit.
No, I like shit, but...
No. I'm saying you like simple shit.
But they paying 9 bags for a watch. I mean,
side table.
A clock.
Me neither.
Man, I got my wristwatch, bro.
Me neither, but I ain't paying no mad thing.
Every time I look at it, the thing costs 9 bills.
Man, I can't even see the time.
Hello? Man has to guess the time. It's got no numbers. They're the ones that just got the line and thingy.
So that's his dining area.
See, I don't like that.
No, I'm saying you could have a different picture. What, but I'm saying the space.
Yeah, the
no, like, picture.
That
the picture.
Floating, doesn't
no. Just, the picture thing
just
is
changing.
But
area,
I'm saying
man.
The color
yeah,
scheme.
No, it's cool. I like that. It's kind of...
So
cool.
You could have anything. You know what I mean? You could just kind of have any picture, but as long as it's kind of...
But I've noticed a lot of people like this whole skull thing. This whole like... And it's under the cream.
Like
is or like this kind of...
It's
the skull,
like
a bit of death. A little bit of...
Nah, for me it's not about...
For me, like I can't come home...
and chill,
or this,
and there be a that's mad, bruv. I cannot go home.
That looks sick.
And see an ornament like that.
You feel like you're ringing in bad vibes.
Hella bad vibes.
This is called basically God of the Grove. You know what I mean? That's a 35k statue, bro.
They could, listen, the thing could be whatever it wants to be. It's not entering my domain.
What would you have in your domain?
Not like
angels. Angels are
there. I won't even have angels because I don't.
What animals?
No, I don't. The thing is, I don't need to showcase. See, that's mad. I don't need to showcase like.
I'm saying, what would you have, as in?
Well, I don't know, bruv.
No, it was funny because
your Rolex.
I was showing depth the theme. I was showing depth the theme that I was going for, like in terms of kind of like the soft furnishings and different things. Man was like, "You're trying to smash every white woman on the planet." I was like, "You're moving, man."
I got a coffee maker.
Have you seen his one? His new one.
Yeah. That's because that
view is sick.
So even with putting his place together, because I've been helping him out, and I gave him, I introduced him to my interior designer as well, Carly. Like, she's been helping him out with his spot as well. And I was telling her, it was funny. And I was like, if you think I'm hard to deal with, yeah, wait till Debs comes. You know what I mean? Nigga, what giant plants to do? You know what I mean? She was like,
palm trees and that.
Yeah, because he's got he just put up the chandelier as well because we were sorting out the lighting in his
man
kitchen.
Got chandeliers.
But I like this conversation. Like, we weren't having this conversation 8-9 years ago.
And we still won't be.
But my thing is, no. I can tell you right now, Taser, guaranteed, with what's going on, I can guarantee.
Energy saving light bulbs is what we're going for, you get me?
A year or two from now, Marv, you're going to have the same conversation where you're doing up the place and you're doing this, and that.
You are.
Yeah, but I'm not going to have, I'm not saying I'm not going to have this conversation, but there's going to be no pictures of skulls.
Forget the skull pictures.
There's going to be no chandeliers.
You're going to want
there's going to be none of this.
Yeah, but you're going to want the type of yard where if a girl comes over, she just takes off the nick at the door, bro.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, but my yard should be like that anyway.
Yeah,
as in like not just how it looks, like as in when you walk in, the ambiance.
But yeah, you
nick off a drop.
Yeah, but you have to buy stuff though.
Hear that, but even just the yard being minimalistic. Yeah. Wooden floors, you get me? Yeah.
Okay, let me show you. Okay, I tell people, so you see the candlesticks, the brass. See these candlesticks, because I'm getting these ones for the table. How much do you think these are?
Man, they're getting candlesticks.
No, it's a candlestick holder. No, it's a candlestick holder. No, there's not going to be no candles in it.
Judaism in there.
No, there's no candles going in.
Star just, David in there.
How much do you think that is?
What do you mean there's no candles going in?
No, it's just literally a display ornament without the candles in it. So literally,
so you're not going to put no candles in it?
No.
Okay.
How much you think this? How much you think this is?
I'll put eggs in.
Probably about 40, 50 pounds.
£8.
15.
Yeah, but I tell people, when you know where to look and sales, because remember I was lucky enough to move into my house around the Christmas sale, but I was on certain websites, you know, just waiting, you know what I mean, for the price for certain things to go to down and boom, boom. Yeah.
You don't do that when you see a sale?
No.
You refine the sale to low to high, price low
all
to high.
All the time.
All the time.
Man said that all the time.
All the time.
ASOS, Young Bargains. There are times where there's bare bullshit though.
ASOS.
Yeah, I got. Did you see the grey one I got?
Bear of them.
I don't know. The grey one. Have you seen the grey one?
Is it a bomber?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like all their bombers have dropped to like
37.
Between 21 to 37.
Yeah, the bomber's always been just like that.
Nah, the
puffer,
no,
I got
retail
the big
price
big,
is
big.
60, but they're all on sale.
Yeah, but the ASOS brand.
Nah.
Yeah, ASOS design. Yeah.
My one isn't ASOS, the ASOS one.
But the only thing is that bombers are.
I just don't like bumping into someone who has the same bomber.
That's the problem with ASOS. Yeah. And that's why even with house furniture, I prefer, even Carly was saying, TK Maxx. When you go TK Maxx, so when you go IKEA, if they have a line, bro, they will create it until the end of time. Yeah. Where if you walk into certain, like the place I had in my old house, the same place my mom has in Australia, in her house. But if you go into TK Maxx, when certain things, when it's done, that's it. You'll never find it anywhere else again. Mm. So I always tell people, like TK Maxx, you can go into TK Maxx and get amazing things for your house.
To go to a home section.
Yeah.
I need to check that out.
Yeah, H&M. H&M has a home section. Didn't know that.
I know Zara Home. No, but I don't like Zara's... there's something in Zara I don't like, bruv. Like, even their fragrances. I used to get rashes. I didn't know what it was for a long time.
Yeah, if you're using Zara, you deserve rashes.
If you're buying fragrances with Zara, you deserve
rashes.
Nah,
but you deserve rashes.
There's one that they have.
They're $9.99,
bro. I know, but one of them, the smell was so
bad.
Man,
that's fling on dent.
Them are still using links.
Bro, like I said, with Dench, bro.
Was it Brute Aquatonic and them?
One of them, the smell was banging.
For Dench to last, bro, man has to drink it. Coming out of your pores from the inside.
Man got two rash. I said, no. That's another thing as well. Why
you don't put the candles in. So it's just on the table.
Okay. No, you don't put six though.
You know, candles are the biggest, one of the biggest killers of people.
Yeah, because they fall over and just
like house fires.
They're, yeah, they fall asleep and blankets and all that get on fire.
Uh-huh.
And most people forget.
A lot of people throw a rug. You know, you get. Hold on a second. So if you, so you might not
wait,
like,
hold on. Let me get this straight. So the candles up here.
You're saying the candles up there.
And you throw the rug at the candle.
You're saying the candles up there. I was thinking the candles on the ottoman. Do you know what I mean? It's just...
That being said, someone tell me a story about one of her colleagues. Her, you see when you have a... You see mirror?
Yeah.
When you use a mirror to dingy light and you set fire to things. Mm. So with her, the sun, it's the summertime, so the sun was dinging through the mirror and it started a fire in the crib, burnt the whole shit down.
Is it?
Yeah.
Bro, that's some John Wayne shit, bro.
Bro, she got in the call and like, yeah, shit is burning.
No, I had the thingy when I had some fire awareness thing at work, innit? I said this before, the pod.
No. Probably, I don't know.
Some fire awareness course at work. So basically what it was they said that candles are the biggest starters of fire in the UK. That what people tend to do is they leave the candles on and fall asleep, and either the wind will blow a curtain and set fire, or if they've got a cat or something, the cat will like go past and knock it over, various reasons. And he said that as soon as the fire starts, what the fire does is fire burns oxygen in it, so, and heat rises. So when you're sleeping, you'll be sleeping and then you'll realise there's a fire, and because the level you're sleeping on is not hot, the moment you get up and you breathe in that air that's been burnt by the oxygen.
Carbon monoxide.
Nah, it just burns your lungs on the spot and then you drown in your own blood. So literally your lungs burn, bang, and you just die. Yeah, so if there's a fire, you're supposed to stay low and get out. But the thing is, most people are confused because they're like, what the fuck?
Nigga, this shit is burning, bro. I ain't got time to be thinking.
So you ain't going
to
think, oh, let me get on the floor. You're just going to get up as normal as you get out of bed. And then the moment you get out of bed... That goes in your, you inhale the burnt oxygen, whatever, dead on the spot. That's why most people in house fires, they don't actually, there's no pain to it. Well, there is pain, but as in, it's not like a long.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, with carbon monoxide, where you can just die in your sleep.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You inhale it as you sleep. My brother, and he does gas fitting and they do the radiator, the boilers, checking your gas and stuff. They have the carbon monoxide thingy that they have. I think it checks gas. Or carbon monoxide and stuff. Yeah. So when he walks into a room, man says, if I walk in and this starts beeping, go that way. Man says, everyone is that way. But with the gas, so the other day there was a gas leak somewhere because he was helping me put my radiators up and stuff. So he's been called, he got called away to go deal with a gas leak. And he was like, they were there till 3 a.m. because what happens is they have to keep going back to check the level of the gas. So he's like, if it doesn't drop, he can't go home until it drops. So they keep walking in. If the thing goes, keeps beeping and boom, 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 keep going back and keep going back until, and then
it drops back.
Yeah, they had to evict, they had to, what do you call it, evacuate the whole place. It was like about 40 flats they had to evacuate.
Because it's silent, isn't it? I mean, it's silent. You can't see it. And some gas, you can't smell it. Like, there's a certain gas, like at home, for example, someone leaves on the gas, you're like, you left on the gas, you can smell it, but some gas you can't smell.
Like carbon monoxide.
Yeah, so remember, it's dangerous.
So certain things, so it's like, if it's going off, they're getting the hell out of there because you can dead. And a lot of people don't know the importance of kind of having stuff that reads carbon monoxide in your house and stuff like that. You can get things that check it and they go off because we've all got... smoke detectors as standard.
But the only thing with smoke detectors is when in my old house,
the cooking and all of that, bro.
It doesn't go off.
Bro, and you're thinking everyone on the street can hear it.
There's no fire. You
fry an egg, bro. Doop, 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 doop.
My mom's cooking palm oil. And only as soon as it hits the pot. One time we just turned it off and took the battery out.
No, bro, it gets like that sometimes. And then you forget to put it on.
It's too sensitive, bro.
No, some of them are too sensitive. But stuff like that is really important.
And then when the battery runs out, who's getting a new battery?
And most people don't check it.
Exactly. You just think, the thing works.
Even having, extinguishers and stuff in your house, stuff like that is really, really important. It's because nothing's ever happened. Most people don't.
But even fire extinguishers, that's another thing as well on the course when the woman was telling me. She's like, there's
different ones, isn't it?
No, there's different ones. There's, you've got... you've got foam, you've got water, you've got CO2, you've got different ones to fight different fires, like electrical fires.
You can't use water
on it because it will fucking...
It's like throwing water on a chip pan fire.
Yeah.
But some people don't know. Yard.
But then also another thing about fire extinguishers is they're not to tackle a fire. They're to get you out of a fire.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, if there's a fire in here, and the door is there. We use the extinguisher
to get ourselves out
and we get out. But certain people were there fighting the fire with the extinguisher. Bro, the fire extinguisher, I think they only last for like 30 seconds to a minute.
And once that's dead, how much is in there.
Once that's finished, you're finished. Yeah. So once it's done, so you're there trying to battle the fire like some fucking fireman, yeah? Yeah, I got it. The thing gone, you're dead.
Yeah, you're stuck.
So you're supposed to use it as a means of evacuation to get out. Like, if there's a fire, protect yourself, bang and go. Or if it's a small fire, before it spreads, tackle it. But there's bare stuff. But in my head, I'm thinking, because they're heavy and they're big, you think that's going to be lasting for like 5-10 minutes when you're battling the blaze? No,
it's one little squirt, bro. You find that most of the weight is the weight or the dinghy.
That's a battling the blaze, you know.
Same man battling the blaze still.
Yeah, but yeah.
If there was a fire, would you grab your stuff? Would you just leave?
Yeah,
depends. Bare times at work. Bro, if you're at peace, bro.
Is there a fire at work?
Like, we don't know, innit? So when there's a fire evacuation at work, man's taking my coat, my house keys, my computer's in my bag, I'm taking my bag. You're mad. So the thing burned down, and he's paying for my computer.
Get your stuff, though.
Relax over there. I'll be all right.
What if it's in like a different room? Even if it's in a different room?
Listen, bro, anytime they've done that, I'm getting my stuff. I cannot leave my Apple Mac in there to burn. You know how many tunes I got on iTunes? You better be even mad over there, bro.
Nah, that's it.
Is it insured?
Didn't yours insured?
Nah, but I've had it for like.
Get contents insurance.
Oh, that's true.
If you get but I pay £17 for my contents insurance and it covers me for up to like 100 recs. So if anything happens to my laptop, whether I'm in the house or outside of the house, I'm covered.
Oh, I thought you meant, okay, cool.
It's the contents worth insuring though.
Yeah, bro.
You're right.
I'm just asking, I don't know what you download.
Bro, Apple warranty is the best thing ever. So, because now I live in wherever I live, it's close to Apple. So while I was out there, I was like, right, Apple's very close to the crib now. So the first thing I took was when I broke my phone screen. So I took my phone screen there or whatever. And my AirPods, bro, because one of them stopped working. Replaced that straight away. Warranty. My Beats headphones. So basically the
level. Wait, hold on. You got warranty with them, the items, or you just got a general warranty?
Warranty, bro. Every item from Apple you have is under warranty for a year.
A year, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking
no,
about.
No, that's AppleCare. It.
Oh, okay. That's what I think you're talking about.
No. Warranty, actual warranty.
I want to get those I Am AirPods, man, because I want to look
rich. I Am AirPods.
I want to get them AirPods.
AirPods are amazing.
I Am AirPods.
I didn't say that. I said I want to get the AirPods.
Brent, please. Did you not say I Am AirPods?
Well, when I record, we were hearing it, but I don't think I said that.
Yeah. Oh, you said I want to get them I Am AirPods.
No, I said I want to get the AirPods.
All right, you listen back.
Yeah, listen back to it. If I said it, I'm going to cut out.
I was going to say, don't cut out, man.
But with the AirPods, I don't understand what the craze is with AirPods as well. Like, remember, it happened overnight. Because how long have you had yours? And I got mine before you.
Where's your AirPods? I never see you wear them.
Just went into the gym. It's not a big deal. It's just
170 AirPods, to the gym. Money.
It's headphones, bro.
Money, my guy.
I should wear them in the shower.
They're hands-free, though.
So? I don't use hands-free.
If you phone people...
I'm still
you know
like
why they're the best? When I say AirPods, I will say amazing. Because when I'm trying to connect to my Beats headphones, it takes about 30 seconds or so to connect. It's pretty quick. With these ones, bro, when you put them in, it's instant.
I've had people's one connect to mine. Like, track where asked me, like, do you want to connect? I'm like, rah. Like, even AirPods. Gerald, when Gerald drops his ones over there.
Oh, Gerald.
If I had known... Man wouldn't have got them back still. Because he phoned me and said, I dropped my AirPods. I saw that white. I said, no, I can't see that. And I said, no, I can't even darken it. I said, yeah, I've seen them.
But I lost the case. As soon as I picked
it up, it tried to sink in my phone.
Is it?
I lost the charging case. Because basically when I was getting
is that what the case is for?
To charge it.
It fell out of my pocket. That's how you charge and connect them to your phone. Because when you lose them, you can't just connect the AirPods on their own. Oh, they connect through the case. So the case has fallen out of my pocket. So to replace the case, when I went there, I had to have the serial number for the original case. So little things like that. So
did they charge you for it?
No. The case. Yeah, that wasn't damaged. It was lost. So no, I had to pay for it.
Oh, okay.
What if I... £69.
Fuck.
And it's £170 for the headphones, isn't it?
Yeah.
I forgot mine for £150. Well, mine, I just put mine on my bill.
If you replace everything individually and you pay for it, it costs more.
Yeah, I put mine on my bill. So basically they just added another £15 a month to my phone bill.
How much?
I pay anyway.
How long is your contract?
A year.
15 times 10 one.
Yeah, sure.
12 months.
My phone contract.
Yeah.
No, my phone contract is 2 years, but I'll pay off in a year.
AirPods.
But like I'm saying,
it's a 24 month contract.
They charge you an extra year for the AirPods, so you paid double for them.
No. I've paid 150 for them.
Oh, so it's not... Okay, okay, I get what you mean.
I said I want to pay up front, take them out of my contract. And then oh. Yeah, so it's £15 a month to the,
okay, yeah, yeah,
so they
that,
get the
yeah,
whole payment.
Up to 169 for that. Yeah, 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 that makes sense. No, but they're amazing headphones. In terms of...
No, they're sick. They're practical. Sick, I can't lie. Gerald's the one that told me. Mm-hmm. And did you know you could change the settings on them as well? I didn't know that. So you could do that. And
oh, yeah, yeah. Where
track.
You change the voice, you can bring on...
And it stops. I didn't know that. You got
different ones, yeah.
Someone's in the gym.
You see the brother had it on Twitter and it was lighting up.
Oh, the fake ones?
Yeah, the fake ones.
He was fuming. And the one, red and blue. It looked blues. Like a police officer. Man was fuming.
Man said the lights off. It was, one was red, one was blue.
Man said, man's a fed cuz, bro. Nah, I was sick. Laughing.
There's no lights in him.
Nah, no, but his was a threat.
I know someone who bought AirPod off eBay and it just came with one. But it wasn't an AirPod. It was just a normal figure. Like, it cost £5.
Yeah, people are doing the most.
Yeah, but it's but they're good. I just didn't understand why the hype about them.
But yeah, I'm rich and you're not because I have AirPods. You know AirPods, I mean? Sorry.
Okay. What? So nigga making mistakes over there, right?
You said I have AirPods.
No,
like,
no, I'm just saying because what I'm saying is, you know what I mean?
I said like he was the name of the
King
brand.
David. What's what I'm saying over there, bruv? You get me? The slayer of the lion, bruv. Yeah.
And when you do your house sometimes, you have to think about it. Comfort or does it look nice? Is this comfortable and nice? Because these chairs, I ordered these for my living room. But like when the dining room, I was like, man can't eat on these. You know, man's got the metal wire. You know, when you get up, it's got the print on your cheeks.
I think you
got
to buy a cushion as well.
So, you know, my yard, I'll look for it to make it comfortable.
Yeah. Pretty. And yeah, like, now comfort
that's
is
my thing.
As
in, so I have the couches. We know the L ones. That like,
the L shape.
The one, yeah, that like you can sit on it and lie.
The recline.
Like that. No, just like as in... So it's a couch.
Oh, I know what you mean.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
like, that can't start. Because I know that when I watch the TV, I can chill.
But sometimes,
like,
you know what
stuff
it is?
Like that for me, like little things like that.
For me, I had to factor
functionality.
In so with my space as well. So I had to make the most of my space. So I was thinking, I live alone. So I was like, because I live by myself, I don't need a couch that's that big. So I want to utilize the rest of my space. And because I wanted a dining room table with my living room, I had to think about that as well. So I was like, because I have the dining room, the L, if I had an L-shaped couch, it would really fuck with the look, the whole look of the room.
Mm.
And I was like, and if the L was around the side where my doors, you know, the bifold doors, it would look really weird.
So I look at you, man don't even need a dining table, blood.
Nah, but the thing is,
man
you
would
don't
eat on the couch.
The ottoman.
Like, oh, the ottoman still.
Just lay
Just
lay food on there. You
know? Nah, but like I said, okay, if I want to invite you, man, over for dinner, what's man going to do?
Eat on the sofa. Man ain't bougie.
Nah.
You think I'll judge you?
So wait.
Why we said to take
so if I'm invited,
make us eat on the couch, bro.
I want to invite man over for dinner. So where we sit at the table and we eat dinner, bro. Like, come on.
Like, you can't invite fool, you get me?
Nah, man. Yeah, just like that. And you know what I'm saying? Sit down,
talk
chill.
Different.
You know what I mean? Eat food. Different. And that's what I want to do. When the place is ready, bro, you know what I mean? Just getting food made, coming around, eating food, stuff like that. It's wavy. When we had the dinner at my house for, was it Christmas or New Year's last time? Not last year, the year before. When
the year before,
Martha was cooking and stuff like that. Yeah, we had the table and stuff like that. Man, you know when you with certain people and they have you eating standing up by the door, because there's 14 people in the crib. You know what I mean? There's no way to sit. For me, I feel funny about stuff like that. If I'm inviting man over, you know what I mean? We're all sitting at the table. You know what I mean?
I need to get a dining table.
100%.
But I just want to know if landlord's going to let us extend the lease or not. Because right now they don't want to be replying to emails, bro. They're moving mad bougie.
Are you serious?
Why just phone him?
If you want them to reply to emails, don't pay rent.
Basically, we got
don't pay rent.
You're right.
Phone.
Yeah. We got underground parking in it.
Yeah.
And before they just used to leave the gate open. I think bare people just used to park there willy nilly, and they said nah. So now we've got a fob. So the fob that lets you into the building is what lets you into the
parking.
The parking. But the people who have cars, you can apply for the one that you can keep in your car. So when you get next to the door,
it just opens.
You just press it. I ain't got that yet, so I got to turn off my car, come out, and press the fob, then go back in my car, start, and then go in. But they said email your landlord so we can
give you one.
Email your landlord so we can okay it.
Yeah.
Or no, he ain't replied. But the concierge know I live there because I'm here.
So why you ring him then?
You're not allowed to ring direct. We didn't go through the landlord. We went through an agency, but that agency's not answering their phone.
Go to the agency then.
They're not answering the phone or replying to emails. I think the woman that we were liaising
Where they based?
Follow them home, big man.
I said follow them home.
Where they based? They must have an office.
So it's funny, now that you said that, I think their office is literally in man's complex. Still.
Yeah. With a lot of
moving.
No, with a lot of...
A man's getting on to me for saying, I am fucking iPods. These times your thingy, landlord.
With a lot of places like that, the estate agents or whatever,
usually in the same grounds.
on the same thingy. Yeah, you'll find restaurant.
Like, we got your rent. We don't give a shit about your phone, bro.
No, bro, that's you need, I always tell people, you need to be in a situation where you have a good relationship with your landlord, where you can contact them. A friend of mine, he's having a situation at the moment where he's moved into the house. They won't let him drill or put anything on the walls, right? Which means he can't even put up curtains in the kitchen. They won't let him put up curtains.
Why? Because of that, because
drilling and stuff like that. There's one of the rooms.
No, apparently you're allowed to, but before you move out, you just got to sort
it. Yeah, but they're not even letting him. They're not even having it.
He's got his windows open.
So, yeah, and he was complaining, and they're like, nah, because of the type of glass you have, it's really hard to see. Man was like, I can see, I can personally see into my house from outside. So you're telling, you're trying to guess it. Yeah, and he's got mold on the windows. You know when you have mold on the walls and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Because on the outside wall, and that's the room his son sleeps in. So yeah, he's been trying to contact them. And
yeah, mold's
like,
bad, because that can get into your lungs and
they're from Cornwall, so they're like, yeah, we're coming down to London in 2 months and we'll sort it out. And the man's like, you're taking the piss.
Imagine
so,
taking him to court and all that, you know?
Yeah, so with him, that's his son's room. So that's literally, he's like, so they sent him a dehumidifier. It's not doing nothing. So they were like, oh, we're going to send over
a dehumidifier for mold.
Because remember, you got to take out moisture.
The moisture
out of the room and stuff.
Yeah, that's, but not working. That's what's causing the mold, the moisture in the room.
Remember, it's on an outside wall as well. So like the outside walls, it's kind of like, it's the temperature change. I'm not sure, I forgot what the science behind it is, but it's
the condensation kind of
and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So for them, they've got a dehumidifier for the moisture.
I have a question though. What is it with white people and no curtains?
Man, watch that show.
There's no faith.
No, just in general, like
there's no fear.
I told you,
there's no fear. That's
there's
what
no fear.
So
there's
we
no
have
fear.
Too much fear.
Yeah, there's no, and also we got this whole privacy thing, and I think it's from our parents as well. Like, obviously, well, for me is cool, but your parents like will even say to you like, "Why is your curtain open? Close it."
Yeah.
These times your room's at the top,
no one can see it.
The only person who can see your room is fucking Batman if he's around. Yeah, but they still say close it. Like, it's just the whole privacy thing.
Giving Batman too much. Do you think you?
Well, why people just leave? Bruv, no curtain. Man, just looking at you. You're right, mate.
The best time walk past houses and things is open. You're like,
Like, relax, big man. For me, I realized because the builders keep walking around and stuff like that. So I didn't have curtains, or I don't have my thingies yet, my blinds yet. Got those measured and I'm waiting for the quotes. So they walk around the house. Bro, the other day I was sleeping, yeah? You know what those was? Keep seeing niggas walking up and down, cuz I was like, nah, so now I've had to put towels over my windows until they come in. Cause over Christmas no one was there. So it's cool. And my house is on the far side of the building. Yeah. So there's no reason.
How do you slap cheeks? Actually, we can't even answer that.
You know that, isn't it?
Yeah. She's still active.
Trying her hardest, bro.
Don't know who it is, mate.
No, he knows.
Okay.
Yeah, bro, like, leave me alone, man. You know what I mean? I'm not doing that because it's not going to help
you. You know that was, you just been erring for time.
Yeah, so literally, like, bro, I can't even beat my meat in my crib, bro. If you ever pull your dick out, nigga walks past.
You better go in the toilet, bro.
You know what I mean? I don't even feel safe in my own home, bro. I can't even pull my meat out in my own home until the blinds come. But this is it. When you grow up, bro, these are things you don't even realize cost peas, blinds and stuff. This is shit like, my parents used to handle this. But my brother, I think in a few months, my brother's moving into my house, into his room, bro. You know what I mean? I've left no curtains in there, nothing. When he comes in, yeah? You know what I mean? He's lucky I don't put curtains in there. Blinds everywhere else is curtains in this
room. Just pick it up still.
You know what I mean? Yeah, bro, I'm going to get him a bed and a mattress for £40. You know what I mean? All inclusive. You'd be surprised if there's no bed lice in there, bro. You know what I mean? Because I was going to turn that into a walk-in closet and stuff like that. But, you know, now my brother's moving in, I can't do all of that. And I was like, you should have told me to... If he had told me he was going to come and move in with me before I moved into this place, I would have gotten a bigger place. Now I'm fuming because, you know me, I like a space. I like an extra room to do shit and have clothes and boom, boom, boom. So now...
Are you good to live with your brother?
Am I?
Good to live
29
with
years of life, we've never had an argument, not one. So, you know what I mean?
He's moving in with you.
Yeah, but for a short period of time, because he's moving from Middlesbrough to London, innit? So he's like, while I get my, you know,
find his feet in,
yeah, yeah, I'm gonna come and live with you, then I'm gonna go off and just do my own thing. So I was like, yeah, that's calm. I can't say no to my brother. I did when my dad was moving house, though. It was around the time that I wanted to move house. I remember, I think I showed you where I was looking at the crib in Croydon. It was like 5 bedrooms, big, massive crib. And I was thinking to myself, if I have a 5-bedroom crib, I can't tell my dad he can't move in. So, you know, the dad is like, I'm looking for, you know, me somewhere else to live. So while I'm living there, I'm going to come stay with you. And you're like, how did you tell your dad he can't move in? So I was like, I'm going to wait till he moves, then I'll move. But I was like, there's no way in hell I'm moving, you know what I mean? And then into his area.
The man edges.
Yeah, nah. You know what I mean? people are like, yeah, you and your dad should move in together and save peace. No. You're like, I did not move. You
that
move
is,
up.
That is backwards, bro. I move out and my dad moves in. You're moving. And my dad pissed me off the road the other day, you know. Man bought him 110 for Christmas, yeah? 95s, yeah? Man spent 120 on them.
Oh, crepes?
Yeah, crepes.
Oh, yeah.
So, I got in the wrong size first. Then I changed it, cool, not whatever. I just said, there's some other trainers I'm interested in. Do you know, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I prefer these. They're slip-on trainers. I'm like, slip-on trainers?
Wait, they want to tie laces?
They want to tie laces. I'm like, what brand is this? So I'm there chilling, thinking, what brand is slip-on trainers? You know what this dude sent me? Some blue Skechers, bro. I nearly slapped his face, bro. I said, so man spent big money on 120 to make you style out here on these other uncles in the church, you get me, yeah?
You
want Skechers?
I remember I showed you, man, these. So my dad was in the crib, remember, when he was looking at these. And he was looking at these. Bro, I was fuming. And he was looking at these. And I've zoomed in, bro.
If you see the picture of them,
like, my dad said, I was like, these are gold shoes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
They got the metal spice in the bottom,
yeah,
innit?
Bro, my dad, what he was trying to say was like, nah, that's the style. I was like, nah.
The other time I have an accident came in Westfield.
Nah.
He was slip on the floor wearing them, bro.
Because my dad, then, you know how African parents are, when man's adamant that it's what he's saying, and he was like, yeah, it's got the style at the bottom. I was looking at those and I was like, nah. You know what I mean? So I've looked at them, and bro, and I've looked at the name of it. At the top, it says golf shoes. I was like, all you had to read is golf shoes. I was like, you're moving mad, fam. And the crepe was like $4.
Oh, I thought you were saying something else.
Yeah, fam. And the label, some company called Echo.
Echo?
E-double-C-O. They make good quality shoes, but where are you wearing that to?
They'll put them with jeans, bud. Style.
You know them companies? You know them company that makes shoes for climbing Mount Everest and that, bro? Like, come on. Man was going to buy golf shoes, bro. I was like, you are moving mad. The way me and my sister bantered him, bro, we bantered man into oblivion. Because I was like, you're taking the absolute piss. Imagine, Taze, your dad's coming to, you know what I mean, old school, you know, open day. A man's got the thingies. Parents' evening in golf shoes.
You just hear someone in the corridor.
Who's dad's that?
Someone's dad's moving mad.
I remember the time my dad had a left-hand drive. Mine got ripped for about a year in school.
The thing is, yeah, what's wrong with that though?
People
when you pour in the LPG, bro, you know the gas.
People look at me, yeah, and go like, man's always had money up. Listen,
you suffered.
My life has been hard, bro. I've been in Sabia pain. Bro, I never forget the time when my dad had a banging Mercedes. Like it was. I know it sounds weird. It was like a brown one, yeah?
He hopped up the wrong side.
But no. But this Mercedes...
What, the V-boot?
No. It wasn't the V-boot.
You know, everyone had the V-boot.
This thing was brown. This Mercedes was wavy, bro. You know when you... Then my dad got rid of it. You know, you're like, why are you getting rid of the car? This car's wavy. Anyway, my dad got some estate thing. Yeah? White. And this one when white was banging. Remember, white now is banging.
For some reason, no.
In them days, no one had a white whip. It didn't make sense. Because remember, now, the white whips have got the gloss to them.
Oh, yeah, metallic.
This white thing had a matte finish to it. You get me, yeah? So it's and my brethren, this is, they'll say, oh, your dad got the Mercedes with an extra back. It wasn't, they didn't understand what an escort was. I mean, is it escort?
Estate.
So obviously, my school now is on the right side of the road. But obviously, everyone... Obviously, cars drive on the left side, innit? So my dad's dropped me to school one day and obviously he's parked up on the pavement. But I've got it on the same side. So, and the way my school was the bus stop that like everyone gets off at is either on that side of the road or that side. So obviously, Bear the East man now have got off the bus and crossed the road and they're walking towards my dad's car, innit? And my dad's pulled up when everyone's getting off the bus, innit? So obviously, as I've got out of the car, I've met everyone. So my dad's kind of parked maybe about 100 metres from the entrance. No, 150 metres from the entrance. The bus stop is 100 metres from the entrance. So I'm getting to
so
the
everyone has to walk
the
past
same,
the whip.
No, no. Where everyone's looking at the whip on the way to school. But we've had to come together and do the right to walk in. Bear man, I'm like, raw, why are you getting off on the same side of the road as fam, I was getting it for time. Man, well, my dad's got the left-hand drive, yeah? Where did that buy that car from? It's obviously a foreign whip, isn't it? Yeah, like, it's not from this country.
It is.
But I've had some, listen, but obviously, because I could cuss back, I could get people back, but that day I was on the road, bruv. I was getting it from left, right, bro.
Man, he got it there from the left-hand side.
I was in survival mode that day, bruv.
I said he was in survival mode.
It reminds me of when we were flexing with Des in the Punto. We went on a school trip, in a college trip, to our next place. So we're driving the Punto. We are killing it. We've gotten to where we're going. We've turned into the gate and the car just died by the gate. So what's worse is the bus is behind us. So the bus can't get in because we've died at the gate. You know, bro? And man's like, we have to get out and push, bro. You know, you're sitting in there, bro. Come out. And we can't, no, everyone's leaving. We can't go nowhere. We can't go nowhere. Fam, that car gave us mad problems. But you know, you're mad flexing on everyone. Mandem were flexing in a Punto.
Back in the day, it was too sick, bro. I remember back in the day when my dad was like, listen, I've made some money. Go online and buy whatever you want in it. I'm like, raw. So I've gone on, you, do you remember pickyourshoes.com?
No.
They remember where you can get Air Forces from America?
Nah,
there's one website you can get basically get Air Forces and Jordan. Yeah, you get all of that from America, get it shipped in, but it used to take like 3 months to come. It take time. Anyway, I've gone on the website now. I've seen some snakeskin Air Forces, but I've chosen this because I thought, yeah, I can say I got snakeskin on my Air Forces. Yeah, but the crepes come. The crepe is rubbish. Obviously, at the time, I thought I was flexing. I used to wear they were brown and white. With a black tracksuit. So they're like, the front, the back, and the tick were snakeskin, like brown.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the crepe was white.
That sounds right.
Nah, brown on a black tracksuit. Obviously, now it's a bit of a...
No, but that's I think you'd do that now.
Is this guy okay, bro?
Keith, would Taze not do that now?
Nah, snakeskin.
You would do that now?
Nah, you're moving Taze, back.
Taze, what are you wearing now?
I was late.
This guy's...
Hold on a second.
But look at the colour of your kicks and what you're wearing now.
I was late. I'm not worried about what I'm wearing now,
You've
bro.
Done that before.
No, I haven't done this before. I ain't done this before. Don't
Keith,
try.
You wore the full tracksuit and with those trainers before.
Yeah, that's different. No, that's not the same. That's
it is the same thing because the colour doesn't even go.
What are you talking? Nice, dude. I didn't know what colour was wearing. That's
that colour, there's no red in that.
So everything has to match with what you're trying to
say. I wouldn't say yes. No. It doesn't have to match. It just as long as it's not mismatched.
Oh, it's got a compliment. You know, for example, if with camouflage, it's got to be earthy tones you wear with that. So it's got to be either
man,
brown.
Earthy.
Man, know about these things. It's got to be either a cream or a brown or something. Or, do you know what I mean? It could just be an all black.
Big man.
Or all
hurry.
White.
Big man, I was in a hurry.
No, Taze. Don't lie,
I was in a hurry. I told you I had to film it. By the time we finished filming, I was like, raw, I got to leave.
0000
Have you even seen that Soulja Boy stuff?
He is the funniest person on the planet, bro. When he's talking about Kanye, fuck Kanye. man says I'm Big Sean DuPont. Man said no, Big Sean DuPont, bro. What does that mean? I am Big Sean DuPont. Oh yeah, when I said that in, bro, that is. Do you know how funny that is, bro?
Bro, Twitter is too funny, bro. You see the Bow Wow one?
What's he done now?
No. You see the battle video?
No.
What's he done now?
Basically, there's a video where he's drunk and he's
I feel sorry for him, man.
He's doing this in the video. He's doing this.
Oh, yeah. Well, I said, what crib you said?
I said, what set you throwing up? So I said in the comments, 106 and Park. I was dying.
The funniest is when he had to interview Sierra on 106 and Park. Do you remember?
It? Oh, he had to firm it.
Bro, man had to firm it.
What was the issue with them, though? They weren't actually.
They broke up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's your ex.
That was the thing.
Was it Lala who saved him because she done most of the talking?
I don't know how. Anyway, Shade Mose. What's his name? Mod Shade.
Shad Moss.
Shad Moss.
No, it was funny because someone told him, "Nah, you can't use that name because it sounds like a tall nigga's name." I was like, how do you ban man from using his own name?
Amber was like, stop calling me Bow Wow. I'm going to be called Shad Moss.
I was like, no.
Everyone was like, no, we're calling you Bow Wow. That's your name.
But I said, no. Do you know how cheeky that is? How you tell man no? Is but it? A lot of child stars like him are just all finished. Bow Wow, Orlando Brown. Orlando Brown is helpful.
Bow Wow's done well for himself, though.
No, 100%. I mean, like, in terms of their personal lives and how they are after, a lot of them struggle. Remember Miley Cyrus, even with her, she's gone through a madness in trying to reinvent herself. Yeah. Look at Justin Bieber. His career is doing well. But you know, when you look at him as a person, yeah, you know, you can see someone is struggling.
Because they're not allowed to be themselves. Like
from so young. They go through so much young. Yeah, yeah, look at the Olsen twins. Have you seen how old they look?
Yeah, you're not allowed to just link a thing.
Bro, Olsen twins are my
age. You can't be normal, bruv. Like, yeah. Think about like them man there, like anywhere.
Bow Wow had 40-year-old women trying to suck his dick, bruv. And now he has to think about it. He had grown women chasing him down. So now he has to live a regular person's life. And it's like, wow.
Yeah, man.
This is mad.
That, the head from that.
And now, bro, and now he has people kind of mocking him. So he's gone from being, being the guy, Taser, being the guy, and now people are looking at you like, who's this waste?
And also, what you were the guy for is you're being ridiculed for now. Because remember, he was very small and tiny. So that was love and whatever, it was cute. But then
now he's a grown man.
He's grown up, but he hasn't really grown. So it's like,
yeah, but he still has
cute though, boy.
No, but he still has an ego though. That's why.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you?
Yeah, but that's my thing, Taser. He's done more.
If you've been doing bits, then you should have an ego.
If we look at the numbers, if we look at
the humble himself.
But certain man are linking things and got egos. They ain't done shit.
But like, there's that video. Yeah, for example, there's that video where he's walking down the road.
He's like, hiding the
hood. Yeah, but I think for him, bro, it's literally like, man's trying to live in that glory because it's different now. So it's, you know what I mean? It's hard to go back into regular society.
And he didn't grow in the height of social media.
Exactly. So for him, it was. He had real fans going out to places. Now we have people running. Running you down on social.
But even footballers, that's why a lot of footballers go through depression and stuff, because a lot of footballers, after the
game is done,
the game is done is cool because you have another game the week after, but the moment you retire, there's no more going out on Saturday playing in front of 30,000 people, whatever. It's done.
We're peeling the top bins.
People don't care about you no more.
Yeah.
And that realization is like, rah, like, what am I going to do now? And that's why a lot of them, if they do punditry work, it's cool. But like, for example, Gerrard, he went into management, Lampard, people like that, they won't feel it. They will feel it, but it's different for them because they're always going to be idolized. Chelsea fans will see Lampard or Gerrard.
Yeah, but then they'll realize that this time was coming. Some football players have prepared for it. But for example, a football player that just got injured. And it's like, you know what? The doctor's telling you, listen, you can't kick ball no more. Like, like that, yeah, I can imagine that. That's mad.
So Giggs and his brethren all bought a football team together.
Giggs?
Ryan Giggs.
No,
there's the other one.
Neville
brothers. They own
one like Manchester team, like a
Salford FC.
Yeah, I heard the team is coming up as well. Some shit in the league.
That's an investment, you know.
And they've also bought hotels and shit as well.
But Beckham's bought a franchise in America as well.
Yeah, but I heard with the Nevilles and stuff like that, they are making a killing and property in Manchester. There's another one.
And Robbie Fowler as well.
Yeah, I heard in Manchester.
Liverpool. He bought Bear Streets.
Yeah,
Liverpool.
There's another, I think, but there's one in Manchester as well. And they're like, if you live in a certain area, they're like, more than likely living in one of Dingy's house. Do you know how mad that is? I'm not sure what footballer is.
But the thing is, the Neville brothers have always been intelligent with it. Like, they've always been. It depends on your backing and your parents and the people around you.
American football is where they suffer in America. Because remember, it's a lot of kids that come from extreme poverty one. Donnie was so screwed where they wrote man a check and the check hadn't cleared, and you know what I mean, they've called man to ask him, well, go on, they've gone into man's house and man's framed it and put it on the wall. It's like man took the check and framed it and put, so they're like, what's going on, like, you know what I mean, you ain't cash this, bro. Man put the P on the wall, like he didn't know how it worked. But they've given this person $1 million and man has no idea how this works.
Even $1 million goes anyway because half of his tax, then you got this to pay for whatever.
But in them lifestyles there, you have, you know, man them telling you, come on, bro. Remember, them man have the entourage. It's 20 men. You know what I mean? So it's, think about it, Taser, Clement, all of them man, you're like, I'm buying you a whip. You know what I mean? Chains easy, on the man. Remember, where you go anywhere, you go for dinner, you go Hakkasan or whatever.
It's on me.
It's 20 man deep. If you bring them man with you, it's on you and boom, boom, boom.
Like, but the thing with them saying, man, if man try and move to you, then man, they're going to back it. So it's kind of like...
You hope so.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It gets to a point
The golden goose, nigga. Have you seen that?
Do you know who else could back it for you? Security. And they're a lot cheaper than 40 men on...
Are they?
40 men on payroll.
Yeah? Bro, having two, three
Remember, you're not paying. It's not about guns. You're not paying your boys wages. Cash in it.
Yeah.
You're
just
everywhere you go is on news, on news, it adds on up. News, on news.
Yeah. Yeah. With the security, there's a salary.
There's a YouTube video. Yeah, and funny enough, I was going to send it to you, man. Where a few musicians are talking about when they got paid their advance, and then they realize that rah, everything that they're doing is coming out of that advance. So, like for example, they get signed for 100. They get signed for 100 bags. All of a sudden, yeah, tables on me. They go on tour. And they're doing lavish lifestyle. Because now they're on tour, they're like, yeah, room service, order whatever you want. Because they think the label's paying for it. When they tally out the whole thing at the end of the tour, and they say, yeah, so, okay, cool, your tour's turned over 120 grand. Your expenses were 120 grand. Huh? So what? I didn't make an OP. Well, when you went ATL, you decided to order 6 bottles of Cristal every night. When you went Miami, you decided to do da-da-da-da-da. What, did you think we were paying for that? And that's when a lot of artists realise that, oh shit,
this comes out of my pocket.
Yeah, it comes out of my pocket. So more time on their second wave. Let's say they get another wave. Fam, they're not spending nothing. Production, man will go home and sleep. Forget booking me a hotel. I'll get Uber home. Like a lot of them are tight because they're thinking this is where the money adds up. Get a limo. I don't want to Uber home. I want to get a limo. Let me get a driver. Blah blah. Label's thinking, yeah, cool. Tick tick. At the end of the day, when we split peas, this is all coming out of your side of the money.
100%. You know what I mean? There's artists, and I'll show you because I don't want to put people's business out on the road. But these man here.
Golden Goose, nigga.
The Golden Goose, nigga. These man, yeah? These man.
Eyesight is kicking in. Oh, I know it is.
Yeah, well, them man, when they go out there on tour, you know next countries. No, I couldn't see that far. I'm surprised you can. Their brethren and stuff, when they go and do stuff like that, they man, they pay for themselves. Ain't no entourage shit. If you come into a next country with man, you are paying.
And the funny thing is, you can pay because you're going to reap the benefits of knowing me out there anyway. You are, though.
100%.
Because you pay for the flat, but the girl them around me and the sauce on this holiday,
you get the residue. Yeah,
you're going to get residue, bro. residual vibes. You get me?
But the thing is, I don't mind stuff like that, yeah. As long as man doesn't make it bait.
That what?
And put you on, you know? Yeah, you're getting these things because of me, yeah, Taser, you know?
Yeah, you get man, it's like...
You have to tell man, take me off, bro. I'm about to put you on. Take me off.
It's like that trend where man, they were posting videos and memes of guys who stunt in front of girls for no reason. One Don said he was in his yard. Yeah, a couple of chicks come over. He's chilling with his boy. And his boy just randomly had an outburst. So big man, what are you saying? Are we going to get the rollies tomorrow, yeah? I forgot. You ain't got your share. You want man to lend you the feet? Man's like, hey, big man, why are you standing in front of the babes, bro? Relax.
I don't get how guys even do that shit, bro.
The worst one, yeah, is when the dude said he went on a motive with a ting. No, with his boy. And his boy's in the yard stunting as if he drove there. His boy's like, if I can't, no, you don't know how you're getting home, bro. Relax. Imagine that he had stunted, like, yeah, so ladies, where do you not want to go? And I mean, obviously, man's got my driver here. He's thinking, driver? Nah, big boy. But bear man, I've seen man do it, though. Man do it live. And
I ain't seen no one do it.
It's fucking hilarious.
My bedroom can't do that to me. Mad driver.
No.
One second, I'll be 1 sec, yeah?
The best one
I'm
is...
I'm off, I'll leave you there.
Best one dickhead. Is this one, yeah? This study from... I was like, certain times, you know what? You want to punch your boy in the
play,
face.
You got to play.
Oh shit, I got to play the song to win
too. You know what, you want to punch your boy in the face?
Stop playing. You're broke for real, son. Come on, bro. See, I be flaggers. I think I just lost 1,000, bro. I mean, I still got another 3 bands, but still. I want to shoot somebody so bad, bro. I just want to tweet. You feel me?
Oh, you got the gutter, dude.
You know I be letting this thing loose. Hey, bro, you remember that time I shot like 11 niggas, bro? Oh, who I did? Man, stop playing me. Mo, who that? Keep spinning the bed. Not because I don't want nothing to happen to the ladies. I'm saying, I gotta keep the dog on me, boo. Fool, you did the liquor store, let me get changed for 6 bands, fool. I mean, I got it on me right now. I'll show you. I got it. You know I gotta stay with you. You a bitch. Oh, yeah. What's up? Come on, bro. You know I always slap box, fool. It ain't got nothing.
The hate them brothers that do that shit.
Man said, it's also funny.
Yeah, man, fuck off, man.
Because at the end, yeah.
I'll punch you in your chest, bro. I hate them brothers do that, you know.
Man says, I always slap box. You know, I ain't got nothing to do with the ladies. And he turns over to the chicks and he can't fight. You know what I mean? Probably get beat up if he wants. You know, you're looking at them, man, like,
I hate,
you know, you're standing there, now you look like dickheads.
The worst is when your boy's telling a story and you know that's
it's not true. And you know he's going to turn around and look at you and you're like, do you remember that time, Jason? And you can't even, you can't even flames, man. But you're looking at this nigga like, that did not happen. That did not happen. Like I said last week, I only accept that from niggas in prison because your life is shit. You know what I mean? You're in a bad situation right now and you need any, you know. Man's boosting himself in the wing, bro. Man needs to boost himself in the wing. I could be the difference between man being the A1 Donnie on the wing.
Okay. The one that I don't like that's mad relatable, yeah? It's like when you have like, you got the girls in the whip and you're driving back to wherever the party is, whatever. And then one of the boys are amping. Say, yeah, so we're going to get the drinks and blah, blah. You don't say nothing. You're like, all right, cool. They get to the shop. All of a sudden, everyone's chipping. Big man, you're the one that was in the whip screaming drinks, bro. I was having to go to a yard and drink juice, man.
That's not promising things that weren't necessary.
Nah, but you got to chip in on the drink, though, bro.
Big man, what do you mean?
If we're taking babes to the yard, then
we were cool.
But I reckon I can go home and drink Ribena and still do my thing. You're the one that was screaming vodka.
Man's doing vibes with Ribena.
I'm not saying doing vibes, but it's already... So for some man, it's
already... You want to be a laughing stock.
Hold on a second.
So we take the girls back to the yard. What's going on? What are you going to drink, baby?
Vimto. Sugar-free.
Sarsaparilla. Do you want a sarsaparilla, baby?
What? You know that Jamaican syrup? That's mad strong and metal. Man, need a teaspoon.
That's nice, though.
No, but you're forgetting something here. What if my thing is already patterned?
But the thing is...
What I need to do is just arrive.
I hear you, but it's vibes, isn't it?
I'm already have
vibes. In the case, let's not go to the crib then. Let's fuck her in the car.
How does that make sense?
Because she's ready.
No, mine's ready.
Yes, fuck her in the car then.
No, but that's not
exactly. That's what I'm saying. So you the same way you need the crib, mine need the ag hold it.
What?
The ambiance. Like, what are you kind of, what? Are you telling me?
Your thing's saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Keith still got to do a bit of warming. But might not be. And okay. Keith's in the back of the car saying, yeah, don't worry, vodka all round, saying that everyone's got this.
Yeah, man, whatever. What, three ways on a vodka?
It's not about three ways. It's the point that he was doing.
If we're in a restaurant.
What he's saying is I'm not chipping in.
He's the point. He's not chipping in. He's just doing mouth. We get to the shop and he's like, yeah, you man, get the vodka.
Huh?
That's what I'm saying.
That doesn't make sense.
That's my point. But
that's what you meant, chipping in.
No, obviously he's chipping in. That's calm. I'm saying
you can't tell me, you can't bring it up and then not pay nothing.
Clever did it to me once, yeah? My thing was already patterned. I'm calm. Clever's doing mouth. Saying he's got peas. Cool. Get to the yard. The girls have ordered hella balloons. I'm still on my way.
Hella balloons?
Balloons, canisters. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I'm still on my way. Man, get to the yard, they're like, Clem was like, yeah, sorry, big man. Man, I had to just borrow £60. I said, from me? He goes, yeah, don't worry. I'll get the girls to pay you back. I'm not seeing this £60, bro. These girls are not.
Man, I said, get the girls to pay me back. Big man, pay me back. I don't worry about the girls.
You know what's worse
than this? Don't be doing bailiff.
You know what's worse than all of that,
fucking money, bro.
Have you ever had a man taser? Because now you've got your own place. So you're chilling. A man that don't live in your house is talking about, yeah, going back to tasers. Huh? Who's we? I'm going back home. You know, man's telling the chicks, yeah, it's going back to. What's your postcode, Taze? What's your postcode?
The funny thing is, the man don't know what I'm like already. So,
you're not
coming to my house.
At a rave, a man that you're dropping home is like, are we going to say, what, you want a lift, yeah? Do you want a lift?
Did you bring a magic cop that them men don't know about?
Where is this lift that you speak of?
A lie.
The car, hey, my whip.
Listen,
the man to Uber XL?
There's one step worse, yeah? One time I was in the rave with two of my brethren, yeah? And then one of my brethren used to work for Uber. So these girls I'm chatting to, some of them are nice. So they've called out the Uber. My brethren's going, oh, what, you want this card? Yeah, my work's for Uber still. My girl hook you up. Bro, relax. Let her call her own Uber. She's not even talking to him. Man just edged. Just wanted to say, he's got the Uber hookup. So what? You're going to do that to every 15 in the rave? Relax. The girl didn't even believe him. She's like, nah, I don't want your Uber code. He's like, nah. Now he's trying to convince her. No. I work for Uber. Man showing up his pass and everything.
Man showing her emails, you know.
It's like the ASOS Donnie. I told you the influencer party was at, and the Donnie was like, works for ASOS, and the one who was telling all of the things at the bar, you know what I mean? And the department he worked in, man can't even get them no discount. So what's the point? Because Sham stuck it on him. What department do you work in? Man was like, finance.
Mom, somebody did the most.
You know what I mean? What are you going to do? Tell me how much ASOS made this month. Man was running, bro. He was running. I told you he kept buying drinks at the bar. And I was, that's the time I was with Shams and I was with Barbie. Barbie at the bar or whatever. So I don't think he clocked that I was with her. So I'm standing a bit further back. And it was funny because man promised to take her on holiday and all sorts. And I was like, big man, you just met her.
That manager in the bar.
Yeah. Bro. You've just met her.
The worst I heard is man said I'll eat front.
Live and direct, like first interaction.
At the bar.
Yeah. At the bar, yeah.
Fuck.
So you know, if you don't know if this goes well, no, I don't mind eating your pussy, you know. I mean tonight. The girl just wants to drink, bro. Relax. Keep it moving, fam. Keep it stepping. And the girl's looking at me like, help me. And I'm like, but you've accepted his drink. Like,
told these girls, don't accept certain man's drink, and these niggas is weirdos.
Don't accept
a man
drink.
Said to you, I'll eat your front, and you still accepted your gin and tonic or whatever the fuck you got from him, bro. You're mad. What? Man said he'll eat your front. You should have given the drink back.
I said, hi, yeah, I eat front.
No, I tell these girls, certain man, you know what I mean? Certain man are too weird and you have to deviants, give his drink back. Bro. Just give his drink back because their man there.
If my brethren said that, I tell man, big man, are you that?
No, you know one of those ones where you have to tell a man, you just got on a red card tonight, just go home and, you know, clear your mind. You know one of those ones where you have to tell a man, just go home. You know what I mean? Just go home, you know, just go home and clear your mind.
Yeah, but...
Wait, man's on a free rave bed. You can't come up with the man.
He was there, that faded where the Chocolate City Dome was there.
Yeah.
What did he whisper in that girl's ear, bro?
I don't know, but man converted, like...
Quickly. Man went from, hi, my name is, to grabbing cheeks and lips in at the door, bro. I don't know what he said to her.
Bro, he converted. Fam, this is how he converted.
So quick.
Have you seen this?
What's going on, man?
Mom.
And I was looking at my time.
Oh, the dog, yeah.
Bro, no. It's the way he whispered in the dog's what?
And everything else, you know what I'm saying? But they looking like kittens out that joint, man. Nah, I just want y'all to see what a real dog's supposed to look like, you know what I'm saying? And he don't got too much play in him. You know, you just give him the word and it's like,
it's the way he whispered. I don't know, how did man activate him? Oh, you missed out at Lux on not this Sunday, the Sunday before when Marv activated Smize, bro. It was funny. The way Marv
said activated, you know.
And this is why, and I'll tell you why. So Marv just gone running up the venue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I've run to the door as well. Smize, you know what I mean? He got his happy dance on, bro. So he's come out there, man. So what's popping up? That's when he clocked Marv and just run over to go move his car. Because the inspector's on. Bro, but the way Marv ran off, bro. You can't run out of the venue.
When I came in, Keith was like, yo, you can't be running off like that. I said, well, what's going on? He activated Smize. Keith was busting up.
Smize was active. Bro, he was activated, bro.
Man sniffed the fear. Man said, what's popping up?
Bro, that's what it is. Because the way Marv ran out, it was like, yo.
Oh, did you get a ticket?
Yeah.
Oh, did he give you one?
Yeah, he gave me one. It was already, because my car was behind Chizzo's.
Oh.
So he didn't give Chizzo one.
Because he was giving you one.
Yeah.
That's why I tell the man, them, leave it on the double red.
Why?
Because ticket traffic warders, they can't give you a ticket on a double red. Only the cameras and the police. Oh. When everyone gets tickets at Lux, bro, I'm in there kicking back, drinking, you know what I mean? Drinking my juice, bro. Because I know I'm not getting a ticket. I've never gotten one. People always say to me, you're going to get a ticket. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Know that.
No, I'm not.
But that road is tight, though.
No, but the thing is, the reason why I got a ticket was I don't normally park there. I normally park on the pavement or around the corner. But I think I was rushing
to go in. You know there's always parking across the road?
No, fuck that is, bro.
Hello?
It's not far. It's across the road.
No, I've got bags with me as well. Like I got games.
You know, like where the shops are. That's where I park.
What shops?
So, like, you see that
KFC in that?
No. So you see how Lux is on the side. You see the front? No. Obviously, just across the road there.
That's far, bro.
That's far. Bro, that's on the other side of the road, big man. Man has to cross the road to get over.
That's
a young dual carriageway.
Do you know how hard it is, Mom? Do you know how hard that road is to cross? I am not getting that young for Lux.
It's not hard. He's got to wait for the lights, man.
That's a young dual carriageway.
Yeah, but yeah, double red.
Have you just seen the new Gillette advert?
No, I've seen the tweets.
You've seen it? No, do you know what it is? The thing is with me, the whole thing with the Gillette advert, what? Because it kind of...
disingenuous.
It kind of ties in to what Keith was saying and what you were saying in terms of pulling up our brethren for certain things. Because I think when I first saw the advert, I'm like, here we go again, man. Like, this political correctness, whatever, whatever. But then when I actually saw the advert and listened to it, basically what the advert's saying is that... We need to do better in general. So, for example, like if you see your brethren moving mad, pull him up. Like if you see, like for example, two boys fighting, like, you know, like two kids, don't say boys will be boys. Just say, like, no, you shouldn't do that, innit? Like, it's kind of that innit?
Yeah.
I can't even see that.
I've seen that. I wasn't a fan.
I haven't seen it.
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Toxic masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it? We can't hide from it.
Sexual harassment is taking over.
It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding sexual assault and sexual harassment.
Once, but she says it's a lie.
And there will be no going back. Because we believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie. Come on.
To say the right thing. To act the right way.
Bro, not cool. Not cool.
Some already are. In ways big.
Yo, men.
And small.
I am strong.
I am strong.
But some is not enough.
So we treat each other, okay?
Okay.
Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
So yeah, so that's the advert, innit? So when I first saw the advert, when I first heard about it, I'm like, whatever. But then when you break it down, it's kind of true in terms of the boys of today will be the men of tomorrow. So for example, like, there's different levels to it. Like, your brethren cheating. For example, if I've got a brethren who's married and he tries to cheat, I'm not saying I've got any brethren that will do, then I should really be saying to man, brother, come on, man. Don't do that. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's an example of it. But then even little things where, like, some people would, like, see their brethren moving mad to a girl in a rave, like borderline raping, not saying nothing. Like, bruv, leave her alone, bruv, relax, man. Like, it's cool. But certain man were like, that's my brethren, that's how it gets.
Nah. It also depends on whether they're scared of their brethren.
There is that's that another thing as well.
I am not hanging around with no niggas I'm scared of.
That's what I'm saying, but some people are.
Because it helps them. It helps their brethren. Yeah, like, yeah. Obviously, but you don't know what he's doing. He's putting work. Big man, he's moving mad, like, pull him up. Even the one that stood out for me is, and I can imagine a lot of girls go through that one, is the boardroom one. What she was actually trying to say.
Yeah,
I said what I said. What do you mean what I was actually trying to say? My only issue with that whole Gillette thingy is for me, it's just a marketing campaign for them. So,
yeah,
so
definitely
I think it's a strong... But I hate the fact that they've been, you know what I mean, leveraging off the back of masculinity for years. They've been selling their razors off the back of masculinity for years. You know what I mean? Man's man, this. And all of a sudden, they want to flip it for, well, again, personal gain. And that's what it is. Well, like I said, the message, you know what I mean? The message is definitely, it's a right message.
Yeah.
But for them, I just look at it as... They're just trying to sell razors.
No, they are. But remember, but in terms of the term masculinity doesn't mean doing things wrong.
Well, right, yeah. But that's like, what I'm saying. You know what I mean? For like them, they're trying to, but they've been leveraging, you know what I mean, masculinity. It's, I guess, how men were packaged, you know what I mean, rough and big and grizzly.
Yeah, but the thing is...
They've been eating off that for years and they've been reinforcing that message.
I understand that, but a man being rough and ready and rugged doesn't mean that, like, he would allow... One of your brothers.
No, 100%. But I'm just saying.
Or, do you know what I mean?
With the message, they're trying to flip this whole. You know how masculinity
basically,
is.
See, the current climate, they're basically taking.
They're playing into it, and for me, like I said, the message. You know what I mean? Again, you know what I mean? It's a decent message. I just hate, you know what I mean, kind of disingenuous brands and stuff like that.
But then what? But in terms of business, who is genuine?
Again, yeah. But like I'm saying, it's not to say we can sit there and ignore it
because everyone.
I told
in terms
you,
of business, it's in their own interest. Everyone,
100%.
Everyone's trying to make money,
but at the same time. It's still a good message to put out because it gets people thinking. Because they could have said something along the lines of, I don't even know, men this, men that. But it wasn't really just saying men are bad or whatever. It's just saying, as a man, just think about what you're doing before you do it. The end. Like, there's times where you might be in a certain situation and, like, to stand up and be accountable.
Now, but what's scary is that a lot of the stuff that's happening in the media, if we're going to touch on it, a lot of the guys don't think they're doing anything wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what's scary.
So that's what this thing's saying. That, and remember, a lot of the times, when it's your brethren, you let your brethren get away with a lot of stuff because of your brethren. So because your brethren has done something, for example, like if someone done something mad, you'd be like, what the fuck is this brother doing? But then because your brethren, I'm still, that's my brethren still. Like, for example, like Dominic Soler, like obviously when he done what he done on the stairs.
His brethren were filming him.
Yeah, his brethren were filming him, but then they were hotting him up for it though. Like, what are you doing, blah, blah? That's an example of man like, what's
going on? Why are you filming? The internet needs to leave that man alone though.
Yeah, it's true though.
And I tell it's mental health, every December,
it's the same thing. Yeah, but is he still about? Again. I don't know.
Where would he have gone? Unless man topped himself. But man's about, and every year people are not letting the man live his life.
Every year I see that thing, that same meme, it's that time of year again.
And like, you know what I mean? People on, preaching this and this and this.
And the girl's scot-free, fam. The girl's chilling. One or two people might recognise her, but she doesn't. She's not getting it as
you
much.
You don't remember her name.
But I tell people just leave.
I don't know her name.
That's what I'm saying, but you remember his name though.
Yeah, Dominic, but I tell people leave the man. He's probably changed alone.
His name. If he was African, he would have got away with that.
Why?
Because his name would have been something people could even pronounce.
Yeah, that name there is mad.
Yeah, the name just runs off your tongue, bruv. But if it was like a proper like Adepoju, Tolowa Sombi, people ain't remembering that. He's probably the African brother. Remember the African brother?
Yeah, he's probably changed his name to be fair.
But I say to people, just leave the man alone, man. Let the man live his life. But yeah, what you were saying, Mark.
Yeah. So, but I just feel like, as Taze was saying, a lot of people don't actually know what they're doing sometimes.
Like, no, they know what they're doing. They don't think it's wrong.
No, they don't. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because if you don't think it's wrong, then you don't think there's an issue.
Yeah. There's a certain dude that I was cool with. He wasn't my friend. Mm. And then I found out that he put in hands on women, bro. I have not replied that nigga's messages ever since. You know what I mean? When I found out their situation and his missus, because like I said, these missus just won't ever come forward. And the way the information came out, it was like, it's not my business to put out there. You know what I mean? And she's kind of holding it. So the way I found out through someone else. You know what I mean? And it kind of gone around. And I was like, nah, for me, you know what I mean? That didn't sit well. I have not spoken to him since I found out. Because there's certain things.
It's like there's a bait one in the media.
I don't even know a man would be fisting up women. Like for me, it's one of them ones where like, if I ever fight with a woman, like, and you hear about it, it's to do with me being in a corner or some shit and her going for me and, or do you know what I mean? Something mad. And the funny thing is, I wouldn't even really, it'd be more of a restraining thing, like, relax over there. Unless you're trying to spit on me or something.
Emotionally, but you know what I mean?
I wouldn't ever be there tucking in the woman, like, my missus at home beating her up.
Do you know how much you would have lost it if you're tucking in?
Right. But the thing is, but I don't get how you get to that space where you're like, I'm going to tuck you in. And I'm going to keep on doing it. It's not like you're doing, it's not, I can't even excuse you doing it once.
It's a power. It's a
you,
power
can, you can
it's
hit out once and no, say, but, shit, what did I do? Sorry. But even that's about that. No, but it's a power. Why are you doing
thing,
that?
It's a power thing.
That's what I'm saying. But what kind of power is that you're beating up a and woman and you feel like that's making actually, you more powerful?
He's actually,
it's deeper than
that. That's like you
deeper.
Beating up one of your kids like, and you're like, yeah, it makes me feel fissing
him up.
Bro, that's easy.
And the thing is with him, he's one of those dudes when you see him, bro, he couldn't stand up in a fight with the next dude. Like if you see him, that's stuff like that.
There's normally a lot of people like that.
Bro, he could not stand up in a fight against the next man. You know what you see? Him like the wind could take man.
But not all the time. But that's not the case all the time.
Man. I'm saying with him, he's definitely. Yeah. Oh, you know when people talk about he wouldn't do this with a man. Yeah. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh no.
Man, you know who I'm talking about, man.
Oh no, yeah, I know he's not.
But a lot of people got under. But a lot of people
know who is. Him. You know, bro.
A lot of people
got in a fight.
A lot of people got underlying issues though.
That's what I'm saying, and I feel like sometimes. But I'm not trying to do no psychological thing. But sometimes I feel like it boils down to. It's a power struggle and a lot of guys can't communicate their emotions. So that's how they strike.
Yeah, but the thing is, not that I can't communicate my emotions.
I feel like, you know, that if you can't sit,
it's a bad excuse, but yeah. Someone's going to tell you.
No, but
I'm just saying.
If you're hurting people and if you're failing to communicate your emotions and within that you are physically hurting people, for me, that's a problem. There's no excuse.
It's not the same thing.
I mean, definitely.
Help. Yeah, but that person needs help.
Yeah, but I don't think it's
but like I'm saying
because they can't communicate.
But my thing is, that person needs help, but the person that needs immediate help is the person that he's hurting. You see what I'm saying? The people that he's hurting, those are the people that need immediate help. It makes it very hard to want to help someone when, you know what I mean, when their issues manifest in that way. When I was working with kind of kids and stuff like that with Babs, you know what I mean, through the charity and stuff, you meet people, bro, and you listen to someone's life and you're like, your life was mad. The way you grew up, I can see how you've gone down this path.
Yeah.
But I still can't look over the fact that you're willing to just stab people for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, where I'm talking about people, bro, where their dads have left, mom's on drugs, bare random guys coming in, he's having to look after his sisters by himself and different stuff like that. He's been on the road since he's my age, but he's been on the road since he was like 11. Supporting his sisters and boom, boom, boom. And you think if you hear stuff that's happened to him and boom, boom, boom. One dude, he actually hates black women because he used to get molested by some guy his mom was dealing with, and he blames his mom for not doing anything. Okay. You see what I mean? So he's a certain way towards black women. So if he was to bring harm to black women or a black woman, you know what I mean? We can't say it's because of A, B, C, and D. You know what I mean? Fair enough, he's had what's happened to him, but the person at immediate risk is the person that he's hurting. I get at that time.
But then also as well, but you're forgetting as well, the brain is very fragile, isn't it? So, and how it works very differently. So with that being said, something in his head is tweaked, bang, and that's it. Like, I'm not saying that that's it in terms of it can't be repaired, but in terms of his thinking, like, you know, when you go to a bus stop and you see somebody who appears mad, they're talking to somebody. In their head, somebody's actually there.
Yeah.
So in his head, that rationale makes sense to him because that black woman, his mother, was not there to protect him. So he's like, all black women are the same.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense, but to him in his head,
it does.
It's tweaked.
But because he's, you know what I mean? Because he's bringing harm to them, you know what I mean? We then have to kind of put his thingies second. So, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Everyone else comes first at this point because you are causing harm to other people. So as much as anyone might want to help you, it's very hard to look into what someone's doing when they become, you know what I mean, a physical threat to people.
And I hear what you're saying, but the only problem with that is we're measuring it from a normal point of view.
I was just going to say that.
We're measuring it from like how we view it, we view it as you can't hurt a black woman for no reason. Why would you do that? Because when nothing's happened to us, so whatever. Whereas in his head, in his world, like, no.
Pretty sure none of us have come home and heard like our parents having sex.
I don't know.
How did we get there?
No. I'm just saying. Yeah, but I'm not gonna
lie to you. I don't know if I can say. I don't know if I can answer that question properly. I might have.
Okay, heard a young chop. Okay, but what I meant was like your mum chopping someone else. You know them households where like the mum's just chopping and she doesn't care if the son's downstairs or the daughter's downstairs. Yeah. Imagine having to sit through that. You're angry. You're telling mum, fix up. Mum's.
But some people desensitize to that and then it's nothing. It depends.
Everyone.
I saw one guy in a Nigerian friend where man was fuming because he was like, my mum keeps bringing random donnies around. You know what I mean? Says, right now as I'm writing this, she's out there chopping some next man. And the way it ended, was funny because you know what advice he was asking? Man says, I want to put hands on her. Am I in the wrong? You're thinking, I'm looking for advice on how to deal with this. Man says, I want to punch up my boy. Am I in the wrong?
There was one dude who said on Twitter, I was like, and his mum, when I was younger, mom, there used to be bare uncles used to come to my house, innit? And to say, hello, uncle, whatever. Said, now that I'm older, I've realised them brothers weren't uncles, bro. Them and my brothers visiting my mum. Like, my mum was moving mad, but as a youngster, he was like, oh, hello, uncle, whatever. He said, I didn't realise how many uncles I had until I never see them again. Then I realised when I got older, rah, these weren't really uncles. My mum was flexing on my I've been so yapping!
Like,
we got to round up, though, because, Brent, what time is the people in here? 7.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Yeah, we got a young 4 minutes though, man. What's going on, man?
I told you you're going to do dilemmas.
Read a couple.
Nigga, our life is a dilemma still.
Read a couple. I went to scenario this week.
The black ball tunnel's my dilemma, bro.
All right, one second. But Marv sent me them long ones as well, you know.
No, let's bear them. I'll send you about 5.
Yeah, 5 long ones. One sec.
Read 2, if anything, and then. Also, as well, I'm going to be having a birthday party rave thing on January the 25th. It's going to be 25th.
Again. So it's a Friday?
Yeah, it's a Friday.
Oh, then that's calm. My event's on a Saturday.
Oh, yeah. It's a Friday, 25th. It's going to be in a secret location in Shoreditch.
Ladies are free on guest list before 12, £10 after. Guys are £10 on guest list, £20 after.
So just send your names through to
2ofakindldn@gmail.com, all one word.
That's what it's called, 2ofakind. So it's me and DJ One Touch's birthday and my birthday, so we're celebrating it in January.
Nah, you sent it to me directly. One second.
The flyer will soon be up.
Yep, I got faded this Saturday as well, so when this episode drops...
Hey, don't water tomorrow. Down my ting, man.
Relax, bro. This is a birthday. So, yeah, go get faded.com for tickets.
Got a question or a dilemma for the guys? Send us an email, freeshotstequila@mail.com. again, free shots of tequila at mel.com. Or send us a text to the mobile 07377 158 281. 07377 158 281. Questions, dilemmas, any topics you want us to talk about, send it through to them. Right, cool.
Anyway, first dilemma. So I'm from London and I met my boyfriend at uni. He's a white boy from Birmingham. Love him to bits and he always makes me laugh. Anyway, 2 months ago, me and my girl went out to this high-end bar in town and she met this guy and I was talking to his friend. They're lawyers and I was flattered that the older professional men were into us. When I say older, I mean like 26. Anyway, I told him I had a boyfriend and I'm only there to accompany my friend and he was cool with it. We exchanged socials and over the past month, all four of us have met up and gone out. He's really nice and charming. I've fallen for him. 2 weeks ago after drinks, 2 weeks ago after drinks, I decided I got to leave my boyfriend for him. Mm. And after we went for drinks, I slept with him. But now, after the past couple of weeks, he's been airing my messages.
Man, Ting, you're in Savian. You tried to the grass ain't green on the other side.
She tried to upgrade, you know, for the older man. I'm a realist, and at this point, I just realized he just wanted to smash. Now the question is, should I tell my boyfriend or not?
Yeah, do you know what
he's literally
do?
Never found out.
Yes, because my tell your boyfriend.
Only my best friend knows.
Tell your boyfriend and fuck off.
Leave him alone. You can't.
Tell your boyfriend and fuck off.
You can't.
You cheated on man for the newer model, and you find out
it's not a newer model. Older, just older.
Whatever, you thought the whip was better and it had no engine. You get me moving mad. How are you gonna do that?
Is it a left hand drive?
Hey, allow me, man.
Alright, so cool. Next one. Hey guys, big up you, man. I'm 22 and I just got out of a 5-year relationship. It's been a bit mad getting back into the whole dating thing, so I've been doing up casual. My problem is I'm trying to look for freaks. I've been with the same girl, having the same ordinary sex for 5 years, and a girl who barely gave head. So now I'm trying to find these freaky girls. I met a couple girls out on nights out, and when we've gone back, I want to get into the freaky stuff, but they're not really on it. Have you got any tips on how to initiate the freak in a girl? When I say freak, I mean swallowing, busting on faces, anal, public sex, choking and threesomes. I know you lot probably thought eating cheeks, but I'm not that freaky.
Bro, you've mentioned 19 different tiers. I want a team that plays in the Premiership and Championship, League 4.
La Liga.
Like, come on, bro. A threesome is not the same as nothing in her mouth. Like,
but also
that's kind of calm still. Like, a young swallow or spit is calm, bruv. No, a girl doing that, that's not wow. Like, if a girl swallows, you're not gonna be like, oh my god. Now, it's not a wow either. I mean, it's a bonus package. It's a multi-room, you know what I mean?
It's bad, but you
Sky HQ. Now,
but Netflix UHD. You know, how's your HD Netflix?
But threesome is that's a level that is unlocked. But I don't know how you unlock that one.
I don't think you gotta unlock it. You gotta get to know the thing, innit?
Yeah, but not everyone's on threesome straight away.
I'm not talking about threesomes. I'm talking about
other
stuff.
People just ain't on a period.
Yeah.
No, but I'm talking about the other stuff. Like, he said, swallowing.
Yeah, that's if she's digging you enough, she'll swallow it.
I don't think he's trying to get to the, I think he's trying to pull on the night out and then trying to trying to get all the above done. Big man, you gotta relax.
Bro, you need to relax yourself, bro.
You gotta start seeing
man
someone.
Man wants everything
on the round one. But I said busted on faces, anal, public sex, choking, and threesome.
Choking standard.
Man needs to go B house, bro. The way he's asking, bro.
Bro, man wants wireless lineup with a £4 budget, bro. Man wants to see Future. Man wants to see fucking
Visions.
Ray Smurda, whatever the fuck they call
Ray
them.
Stormzy.
They call them, man. Stormzy.
Kanye. Drake.
For £4.
And Phil Collins.
Man said Phil Collins do that. Hey.
Man, them diverse lineups there. You're Celine Dion.
All right, last one. Oh, mental. Great show, guys. I genuinely enjoy all the banter. So I've been with my hubby for 9 years and we got married last month. Things are great. He's been my only partner ever sexually, so I'm not that experienced. He's my first everything. I can tell he wants me to be more exotic in the bedroom, so how can I switch it up? I believe that he should show and practice with me, but he believes I should get more ideas from porn. He has more experience.
than me sexually. Am I wrong in thinking that a man, if a man has a virgin, he should teach her everything he wants? Or is the onus on a woman to make sure she's sexually advanced? Unlike him, I don't have experience to depend on, and obviously he's the only person I've been with and can practice with. How can I become better and take things to the next level?
The only thing with the whole, people have this realization or this myth that because you've had multiple sex partners means you're good at sex. No. Bruv, you could be actually shit. Because I've met girls before that
are about it,
and these girls are not girls that are like slinging it about. Mm. And I've met girls that are slinging it about, and they're not even good. Actually, I can't say slinging it about because I didn't know, but they were like on this thing in it. And it doesn't really, you know what, let me cut that bit out.
Why?
I don't know, it just sounded a little bit.
No,
I can't bother. I'm tired. What I'm saying here is anyway, people.
You've met girls who you know are experienced and it wasn't really that good for you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's it. I'll leave that being.
Nah, some of them is just not good at
it. That's what I'm saying. But then with girls, it depends. Yeah, he should tell you how he wants it. But at the same time, you need to tell him how you want it.
How do you want it?
How do you feel? Coming up as I in the casket and living in it. It's like, you got to do that. And I feel like, yeah, she's got to do external studying. But you've got to be
independent
willing.
Independent study.
Yeah, independent study. You've got to do the masters. But the thing is, you've got to want to learn yourself, though. You know, because if you want to learn them better leave. Yourself, yeah, you got. If you don't want to be there, then it's going to tell in the bedroom. You've got to want to be there.
Yeah.
Open your ass. You know what I mean?
Relax your muscles.
No, I'm joking still.
You're right. Like, she's got to want to like explore and try different things.
But he's got to want her to explore. He's got to want to be explorative as well.
Yeah, but have you ever done something? Have you ever had something done to you and thought,
No.
So you know what you want?
Yeah. I'm open for suggestions, but there's certain suggestions that the door will get slammed in your face.
And then put my nipple in your nose or something.
Calm. Go on then. That doesn't take nothing from me from being a man.
Oh,
but you trying to put your finger in my bottom, I'll slap your mum, bro.
Yeah. V's out.
Don't forget, two of a kind. Birthday bash.
Lux Sundays every single Sunday. You know what I mean?
I said Lux Abbeys. Lux Sundays.
Old school Sundays. How do you want it? How do you feel?
So yeah, don't forget everyone, with the YouTube as well, they're going to be dropping every Monday at about 7 or 8 p.m. So those are the new episodes. And the backlog, we're going to try and get out in the week, maybe on a Wednesday or Thursday. But going forward, the new pods will be out every Monday evening. So just look out for that. Please subscribe on the YouTube. Three Shots of Tequila UK. And yeah, cool.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.